We're calling this Sunday Download Sunday because we're presenting to you the free and new Corpus Christi app. We believe that this app will help you stay engaged in the life of our parish, and we also believe, above all, it will help you with your spiritual life. We, as a staff, continue to work as to how we can serve our parish better. We continue to grow. I said a couple weeks ago, we're now over 2,400 families here. When I got back from Medora, I signed letters for 8 new families again, and we believe that this is a good tool for us. And once you understand it, it will help you. The average person has on their phone 80 apps. I have 211, and 5 of those are for my fantasy football teams. The average person uses an app 9 times a day, 30 times a month. And an app is just a software application that bundles information. It bundles information that's interesting to a user. And so what we've done is we've bundled all of the Corpus Christi information into one app for you. And if you don't have smartphone technology, try it, okay? It's almost 2023. Remember the bag phones? Yeah, she doesn't. She's too young. We stuck the antenna outside our vehicle, the magnet antennas, remember that? This is the face of our app. It shows our beautiful and inspiring crucifix in front of our organ ranks with the north window in the background. It's obvious that this is our app. It reminds you when our next Mass is, and it reminds you if you schedule your next confession right on top. But going from left to right, top to bottom, the first button is the parish info button, which can direct you to all of our other social networks. Our website, Facebook, our YouTube. It also has our directory. You can see who's on our staff and how to get a hold of them. The next icon is the bulletin app. I was in South Dakota on Sunday, August 7th. I didn't get a bulletin that day. But you know that I write bulletin articles for you every week. Do you want to know what Monsignor Schumacher wrote on, you may have nothing else to do, but you can go back to that August 7th bulletin and you can read it. And you can also read our current weekend bulletin on Fridays before it comes out for Saturday Masses. All of our bulletins. All of our calendar information is the next icon on your app. This is particularly helpful during Holy Week or Holy Days of Obligation. What's the Mass time? Is there a 5:30? What day is it? Etc. Many of you have asked for more accessible giving. The giving icon is very, very powerful. And once you go into the giving options, you can, and I use this in our, we had a staff meeting on Friday to prepare for this Mass. And I was able to donate to Corpus Christi through PayPal in about 30 seconds. I love PayPal. You can donate to our general fund, our food pantry, the rectory, God's share, our building maintenance fund. You can pay your wedding fees. You can buy your Easter flowers here. You can pay for a facility fee, and you can contribute to BASEF, the Area Catholic Education Fund right here, by directing you to your favorite money vendor or through credit card. It's very, 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 very powerful. Second row, the message app. Now, when you open your app, the 2 things appear immediately, messages and the readings of the day, which we thought are the 2 things you need. The message is instantaneous information to all of you. 7,000 people. We can get it out all at once. There's a snowstorm during Holy Week. Are we having Mass on Holy Thursday? We didn't. Are we going to be open for Good Friday? We were. We have our 6:30 a.m. men's group. Some inclement weather rolls in Tuesday night. You're up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Is there a men's group? Open your app. The message board will tell you if it's canceled. Formation, faith formation nights. It's icy. So this is a very, very effective way for you to receive information from us, because calling the office may not help you if my staff isn't here or if the voicemail is not updated. Messages, very powerful. The next one, I use this every day, the readings, the daily readings. People tell me they want to read more of the Bible. I tell them, read the readings of the Mass. Well, how do I find the readings of the Mass? Each different day. Now you just hit that icon of readings, all the readings there. And if you don't have your Magnificat here, or if you don't have a way to, you can open this app while you're listening to the readings here at Mass and follow along those readings. Just tell people that you're not texting, you're praying. We have stickers for that in the office. You might get some dirty looks. The next is prayers. We have prayers from the act of contrition through the rosary. There's a coronavirus novena here. There's a litany of trust, morning prayer, night prayer, prayer to Saint Michael, serenity prayer. There's prayer, prayer, prayer. Any prayer you need is in this prayer list. But more than importantly, you can set reminders on your phone to pray, and you can forward your prayer requests to us through that prayer button. Live stream. You know how I've continued live streaming for the good of all of us, especially those in our periphery. You may say, well, I'm already watching live stream. Well, this icon on your app for live stream allows you to watch our live stream without any social media drama, that I call it. If you don't want to be on Facebook, if you don't want to be on YouTube, if you don't want any of that social media drama, it's all right here. Look at my Mass is on here already from last night at 4. It's already queued up for this 10:45 Mass. If I click on that right now, I can watch myself speak. I had a wedding on Friday, the Olafson Turnus wedding. It's on here. You missed the wedding, you want to watch it, and you can also send it to somebody if you want. All of our audio homilies are on here. We have the Mass times again. We have a confession icon, which is useful during Holy Week again, where we have different confession times. But more importantly, this confession button helps you prepare for confession. It's a kind of a how-to guide to go to confessions. It has the act of contrition on it. You know how I like to catch big fish, right, in confession season. I want the guys that haven't been to confession for 30, 40, 50 years. That's the people I want in my line. You're not sure how to do it? Pull up confession on your app. It's all right there. We have a button here called Discover Mass. For example, I'm going to be in Omaha next weekend. But wherever I go, I have Mass. In my hotel room, doesn't matter. I've had Mass in an airport. I don't need to look for Masses. This Discover icon will show you where any scheduled Mass time is in the United States, state by state. And it'll forward you to maps to give you GPS to that church. Amazing. Far less reasons to miss Mass. There's a groups button here, which is going to be fun as we develop. What's your group? Is it the KCs? Is it the quilters? Is it the music? Is it the lectors? Groups will be able to communicate. Let's say that I was scheduled to read next Saturday. I'm going to be in Omaha. I go on the groups app and I ask if, can somebody trade with me? for reading next Saturday at 4, etc., etc., etc. This is a very powerful icon. Now, the formed button, formed is a connection. When you hit that button, you have access to thousands of movies, videos, audios, and books that help us with our Catholic faith. If you're stuck in an airport for 5 hours, bring up formed, and the time goes just like that. I've done it. We have a donor in our parish that pays for Corpus Christi members to use formed free all year. Cindy uses it in her adult courses. We use it for our men's group. You do miss a men's group? Well, you'll miss breakfast, you'll miss discussion, but you can also go to formed and you can watch what we watched that morning. We have our prayer ministry, prayer blanket ministry, our prayer list. Remember, those on our prayer list is for us to charitably pray for, not to gossip about as to why they're on it. I'll never go on a prayer list. Could you imagine if I was on a prayer list? Coffee groups wouldn't know what else to talk about. We have a formation button here that talks about our children's liturgy, our preschool, all of our youth, faith formation, adult formation. And then we have news. We have this brings up new news every day that's nationwide or worldwide that pertains to our faith. Pope Francis honors the nun killed by terrorists in Mozambique. There's a story. How the bishops are honoring the life of Queen Elizabeth. Pictures of Queen Elizabeth meeting 5 different popes over the past decades. There's a story here about Planned Parenthood anticipating their decrease of revenue from abortions. They're now the second largest provider of transgender hormones to children that are self-injectable. I didn't know that was happening. All kinds of things here. The Faith Matters icon is our news from the diocese. That's where you can see Bishop Kagan's Instagram or his Twitter. Remember, this Faith Matters, the DCA button, and the diocesan news button reminds us that we as Catholics are larger than a parish. We belong to a diocese, which belongs to a worldwide church. And that button keeps us connected there. And there's also a Real Presence radio button. If you want to listen to my radio shows live or podcast, if you want to avoid my radio shows live or podcast, if you want to see who my guests are, the events of Real Presence Radio, you know that I support Real Presence Radio and how that affects people and how it evangelizes indiscriminately at any time. It's very, very powerful. So if you have a hard time downloading this or using this, my staff is available. We have bulletin inserts to help you get it. I ask that you use it because it will keep you connected. A woman walked out of my 4 p.m. Mass last night, 96 years old. She said, "Monsignor, I've always enjoyed coming to Mass and listening to you, but today was the worst homily you ever gave." And I said, "I understand. But for my mother's 70th birthday, my siblings and I, we bought my mother an iPad, not knowing how it would go over. And she absolutely loves it. And I said, my mother is now 80 and uses the app. And the dear woman said, I'm not 70 or 80. I'm 96. And I understand there's a curve, but let's work together, because I have seen people use our app. I have seen people use our live streaming. I have walked into a hospital room where the person politely said to me, Monsignor, please don't bother me now. I'm watching Corpus Christi Mass at 1210. This has powerful potential for those that can't come and for those that can. And you know who would want to avoid technology more than any one of us? Our Pope Francis. But he said, and this quote is before us, if artists can't be stopped from using their creativity, neither should those who are gifted with technology be prevented from using their creativity for God-given purposes. And that's what we're doing here. We're using technology for the good of our church, for the good of our souls, and I hope this app helps all of us achieve what the purpose of this whole parish is, which is to help us on our road to heaven. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we